Today, I think we are from the point from the obtaining the offerings without deceit and arranging them beautifully. Now, the arranging the altar, isn't it? The arranging the altar, then the beautifully means nicely. You have to arrange the all the altars. So first you have to arrange the all the altar. Okay, this is I think the second or third point. They are the six preliminary practices. Now the second, first what? First I think we have to cleaning the house. Then second one is the arranging the, isn't it? Arranging the offerings nicely, beautifully. Now here is arranging the offering means whenever you do the any offerings or put your offerings in the front of the altar, you have to put it very nice, because these are all the offering practices is just for the accumulate the merits, okay, our merits. Because once you have not accumulate the inner merits, then it is very difficult to receive the Buddha's blessing. To receive the blessings of the Buddha, first what we have to do is that we have to gain the merits. To gain the merits, what we have to do is that we have to start with the offering. Start with the, okay. Now the offering is just the most important thing. Is the offering is not a quantity. It's offering. It depends on the how you offer. That's the most important thing. Okay. Because the offering, the quantity is how much you have. The quantity is not that important. Okay. Where how you the way of the offering is the most important thing. What you have. Okay. That's why now here he talks that the first of the offering is the first whatever you offer to offer in the altar. First you have to arrange it very nicely, beautifully. Now example, what I like to give you is that the example that when you offer the suppose the water bowl, when you offer the water bowl, when you put the water bowl, that's just like offering the water. Okay, look at the offering water. There is a way how you offer the water bowls. Okay, suppose that when you offer the water, especially water is offering the water, it's just like the symbol of the clearness of the our mind. Suppose the example, when you offer the water, what you have to do is that when you're offering the water, so even the, when you offer the water, mentally you have to think that you are offering the whole the universe full of the water. Now the these all points, you may look the simple, but I will talk a little bit deep down points. Now the deep meaning of the, these practices is like that. Suppose the whenever you have offered the water, what you will gain is that you will gain or you will achieve the merits. So without achieving the merits, as I told you before, you will not receive the Buddha's blessing. Very simple example, when we pray for the Buddhas, so many people will pray for the Buddha, but only the sum of the prayers are the accept. Now here's the one question comes, the why. So even the one more thing is that when we do the so much of the prayers or the pujas, sometimes it will affect too much for the others. Sometimes it is not possible to affect others. Someone's not affecting, some pujas are not affecting others. But we are doing the same puja. We are doing the same puja. What we have done the same, but it's not affecting for someone, but it is affecting for someone, and if it's not affecting for the some others. Now here's the one question comes, the why it happens like that. Because it's quite clear that the others have to need something from their side. Others may should have some merits from their side. Then only can the puja can affect them much better. One more thing that I will tell you the one very example, very strange example. I will tell you the one very strange example. A strange example that in Tibetan tradition, Buddhist tradition, we used to do the some like a more. Have you heard about more divination? We call the more. Have you heard about? It's like a divination, like a prediction. Okay, like a prediction. Okay. So in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, we used to do the divination. It's just like the prediction. Okay, just like sometimes we used to do the prediction. But the even when we do it for the some persons, its predictions goes very well. But for the some, it won't go very well. But still, here comes the one question: why it happens like that? So we are doing the same. We are doing the same ritual, and we are doing the same way. But sometimes predictions goes fail for the someone. But sometimes the prediction go very right for the someone. Why it happens like that? Because it also depends on the other's merits. But up till now in the Vietnam, you feel that when you go to the some initiation or when you go to the some empowerment, you will receive a lot of the blessing from yourself doing nothing, just coming to the prayers when you are receiving a lot of blessing. That's a quite big misunderstanding. It happens like that. Then Buddha won't say you have to do practice. You have to do it from yourself. Buddha won't say that. Buddha will give the initiation all of his life, but he didn't do it. He have not done like that. He have told that you have to practice it. I have shown the path. You have to do it. Buddha have clearly said that. So that's why from your side you have to gain the lot of the merits. Then you're receiving the Buddha's blessing, receiving the at that initiation's blessing is very easy. That's why now here the accumulate the merits. First is talking about the every first steps of the how we have to accumulate the merits. Now the first step, it started from the offerings. Most important is the offering offering from, though not a physical offering, mentally offering is the most important thing. So I think ancient days, one of the Indian king, very famous Indian Buddhist king, his name was Ashok in the Indian name. So that king, what happened is once in the occasion, that king have sent so much of them. He citizen faces a lot of the suffering at the voyage. At that time, ancient India, they have to go the voyage, you know, the voyage traveling by the sea. So a lot of his subject had faces a lot of the trouble in the voyage. So what happened at that time? So that's why at that time, one of the king's master, he have suggested him, that king, to do that. And right now, the citizens, marriage of the citizen is decreasing. So that's why they have a lot of the, they have to facing the troubles in the voyage. To avoid these of the sufferings, what we have to do is you have to increase the merits of your subject. Now the most important thing is what you have to do is the practices. Before the starting the practices, that's why you talk about the increasing the merit. Right now you think that you can go straight with the practice without accumulate the merits. It is just like that you are taking a very strong tablet without any vitamin. Okay. Whenever you take the very strong tablets, also you have to combine with the vitamin tablets. So increasing the merit. Accumulate merit like a vitamin tablets. Okay, so that's why every practice is like a treating your disease. It's a Buddhism is treating your disease. When you have to treat the disease, first you have to give the medicine with the right dosage of the medicine, right dosage, right medicine, right timing. That's also very important. So like this, every practice is step by step you have to go. Because right now what I feel in the Vietnam, do you feel that just like the giving the some of the tantric practice, you will like it? Because you will like it because you are not understanding all the backgrounds of the practices. That's why some of the when I give the uses the name of the tantra, then you will like it very much. It's just the fascinating of the name, not knowing the reality. So that's why for the tantric initiation is easy for the lama, also easy for the student. For way procedure is easy. Lama have to just read something, student have to just close their eyes, sit there, you don't have to think nothing. It's the easiest procedure in the Tibetan community, especially the youngster. When you give the teaching, very tough time, they will ask so many questions. They will not why, how, so they will ask like a journalist. Now that's why in the Tibetan community they cannot be the fake Dharma cannot survive, because way of the attitude of the Tibetan peoples. Now once you don't ask the question, when you not raise the question, when you don't analyze the answer, then the fake Dharma can arise. Okay, so that's why now I think you got that little idea that how important is to accumulate the merits. So that's why here it's called the offering, mentally offering started, or the second point. Mentally offering is the, suppose like offering the water, it's the easiest way to accumulate the merit. Okay, mentally you are offering mentally, when you offer the so much of the things to the Buddha or whatever, that's the one very easiest way to accumulate the merit. If you go in the very deep in the meditation or the practices, it's just like that you need so much of the tablets. For the, if you look at the physical body, I think I told you several times that we need so many different type of the vitamin A, B, C, D, or so many different medicine. I mean the vitamins. Same thing in the mental practice, so you need so many different type of the practices. With one single practices, if you think that you can achieve the Buddha, you are completely wrong. Now what you have to do is that up till here that we have finished the second point. Up till here that what you have to do is that in your mind you have to know that there's a sixth point of the preliminary practices. Okay, that you have to know it. With closing your eyes, these all pictures should come in your mind. Okay, 6 points of the preliminary practices. Okay, then you will be easy to practice. Okay, okay, morning you have no time. Example, you have no time, and if you have to go to the office or whatever, then mentally start the offerings. Okay, after the cleaning the house, then mentally you can offer the anything. Before eating the food, breakfast, you can offer that breakfast to Buddha. Okay, now I will send you the offering prayers. Okay, very short offering prayers. Okay, whenever you offering prayers, okay, whenever you eat the food, whenever you take the tea, just you can offer. So whenever you eat, offer the food or whatever, that food will become the blessing. Okay, but I can't say that you have to do it, because I'm not doing it. Okay, I'm not doing this offerings. Okay. Food offerings, I don't do it, so I cannot tell you that you have to do it, but it is good if you do like that. Okay, so that's why offering is a mentally offering is the best way. Mentally offering, you have to do it. Okay, it's a very simple. Whenever you go to the town or whenever you go places, whatever the good things you see, you can just offer it. Okay, to offer it to the Buddha and your gurus and all that. That's a called the mentally offering. You will get the lots of the merits from there. Now here the one question will come, that to whom you have to offer, Buddha or the there are so many deities or to whom you have to offer. That's now maybe we will talk at this on the third or fourth point. Now this issue will come. Now you can do the one thing, okay? Now the I think the third point, isn't it? Now you can talk the third point. Okay, third point, okay. Third point is that, can you just see the adopting the 8-feature sitting posture confidence, okay? That now the sitting posture, they will talk about the sitting posture. Okay, now this sitting position sitting position, I think 8-feature sitting position or whatever you call it, there's one sitting posture. Because I think at the morning, if you can stay a little bit, that will be good. Okay, that sitting position. Okay, can you just turn on the video maybe? Now this is a sitting position. What the most important thing is that this sitting position is the morning, you if before starting any practice, it will be good if you stay 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, back should be straight on, shoulder should be the straight. Okay, also then you have to bow little bit your head down, and your tongue should be touch your upper plate. But in here in the test, you can see that it told that you have to look at the tip of the nose, your eye. Don't do it, it's very difficult. Okay, with my experience, you don't have to do it. Okay, now the position is clear, isn't it?
There is one point that where you put your hand at the navel.
Yeah straight of the navel. Okay, so straight of the navel, because I think you have heard about that. Have you heard about this called the inner hip meditation? So inner hip meditation, this every meditation start from our navel side label. So that's why your hand should be kept straight from the navel. Have you heard about that? Have you heard inner hip? But I always used to say that now this practice is a very old-fashioned practice. We need an inner cold meditation. Now we are staying in a hot weather in South India. Now up till here, third point, the sitting position is not that much the important, okay? But if you can stay for a few minutes, then fine, okay? Then after that, you don't have to keep on it, okay? Okay, now this is the third point, isn't it? Then third point, what you have to, okay, fine. Then after that, what you have to do is that now you have to try to practice, yeah? So even what you have to do is that even when you have no time for the sitting position, even you can carry on the practices, okay? The sitting position are not very important. Okay? Then with this, what you have to do, then you have to start with the every practice with the refuge parents practice, we call the refuge. Now here you will think that the refuge and the, as I told you before, to whom we have to pray, what should we practice? Now here comes the one question, because there are so many of the Buddhas, so many of the deities, okay? So here we call it that we have to pray for the merit field. I think you will get it in the Google search engine. You can get the picture, okay? This is what we call the merit field. Yeah, what we call it, this is merit field, okay? Point is that as I told you before, we will get so much of the confused that when we have to pray, for whom we have to pray, Buddha or the Bodhisattva or whatever, we have to have so much of the confusion. Now you all got a picture. Now I think this is a picture. Now what you have to do is that you can see that the center, this is the Lama Tsongkhapa photo. Center is the Lama Tsongkhapa, but the Lama Tsongkhapa, center of the Lama Tsongkhapa, you will see the Lord Buddha, and you will see that all the deities. Now you will see that all the deities and the protectors and all are in there. Because one thing that you have to think that all the deities and the protectors, these all are the manifestations of your guru, root guru, one guru. All are just one manifestation that you have to think. That's why whenever you start to pray, now after sitting that, then what you have to do is that you have to start with the refuge prayer. Whenever you start the refuge prayer, before that you have to visualize that the merit field front of you. Okay, that merit field, we call that merit field. Now in among that, you will see that every Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and everything is in that field. Once you have that photo, then you don't need so many photos. Also it will help you to cover up your expense. Okay, so otherwise you have to buy the lot of the photos of the deity. If you get the one that photo, then you don't have to buy that so many photos. Okay, it will also save your expense, also save your budget. So now whenever you visualize the Buddha in the center of that's a Buddha form of the Lama Tsongkhapa and your root guru, you have to think these all three are the one person. Okay, Buddha, your root guru, your guru, and the Lama Tsongkhapa. Okay, the center is like, because the point is that whenever you have to receive the Buddha's blessing, you have to receive the Buddha's blessing through the one medium, or one channel. So once you have to receive the money from the foreign, what you need, you have to need the account in the bank. If you don't have an account in the bank, it is impossible to receive the money from even someone is sending the money from the foreign country. So this why maybe today you are opening the account to receive the Buddha's blessing. Okay. So that's why this is the one, the merit field. So that's why when you visualize that you are guru and the Buddha also together, whose Buddha's blessing blessings comes through the guru. Because when you have to receive the Buddha's blessing, you need a one channel or medium. So you are through your guru, you have to receive all the Buddha's and the Bodhisattva's blessing. Now you can one clearly you can see in that picture that there are the many different categories in the tantric deity. Okay, that you have to understand. That's very important. Okay, can you see that the center photo below of the center photo? You will see the tantric deities that in Tibetan we call the Yidam. I think you have heard about the Hayagriva. Hayagriva is a Yidam. Yamantaka, these also Yidam. Now the Hayagriva is a Yidam. Now here you have to understand what does the word mean Yidam? What does the word mean the deity? Yidam means the Buddha who have took the different form in the another realm or in this realm. It's called the Yidam. Now I think Zambala, you know, I think you have a favorite rhythm. Zambala is not a Yidam. So Zambala and the Yidam is a totally big difference. Okay. So Yidam, whenever you keep the photo, you cannot keep the Zambala photo and the statue above the Yidam. Okay. Like a Hayagriva. So that's why you can see the deity. Do you have any word for Yidam in the Vietnamese language? Now this is an important issue. Okay. You have to understand it. Okay. Because right now when you look at a Tantra, you think that every Tantra God is the same. Not like that. Okay. It is not like that. Okay. There's a big difference. So that's why you can see that if you understand at this point, then also that the practice are different. That's why now you can see that below the first line, I think these are below the Lama Tsongkhapa photo, you will see that the two rows are full of the Yidam. I think they are sitting very tightly, isn't it? So one more thing, again, you have to understand the Tantric Yidam, you will see the very fierce of the Yidam. Very fierce. Some of the Yidam, they are like, you will see like the drinking the blood in some of the Yidam photo. But here you have to understand the one. In the reality, it's like that. He is drinking a real blood or not? One question comes. I think in the reality, if he drinks the blood, I think then it is not a Yidam. He will become the vampire. And the second thing is, I think it will be much better if the Yidam takes the Pepsi Cola or Coca-Cola instead of taking the blood. I think it's much better. So if you don't understand these all points clearly, then it will be the more misunderstanding, more confusion. Just going to the initiation, to the deity, and not understanding these issues, then there will be the more confusion, more misunderstanding. So secondly, the Yidams, these also are carrying a very weapon like a sword and all these weapons. Just imagine that how heavy will be that weapon. If that Yidam have to carry the 24 hours, will he feel the pain in hand or what? Now, so these all questions are seems you might think the true thing, maybe strange question, because you don't have the answer. Maybe you will feel that I'm asking a very strange question, because in the reality, you don't have the answer. Because you are not knowing the basics of the Tantra. Because this is the very important point that whenever you talk to the Tantra deity, you don't have to think these sorts of weapons are just like the ordinary weapon. Because in the Tantra, we call these sorts of Tantra deities and the form and everything, we call it like a rainbow body. Its body is like a rainbow. Rainbow, you know the rainbow, okay? It's not like a human body. First of all, that you have to know that. So rainbow body is the one thing is that if you look at the rainbow, when you have to see the rainbow, what is the most important thing you should have? What you need, okay? Do you have any answer for that? You need the right position, right place. If you are not on the right place, even there is a rainbow, you can't see it. So same thing, it's all these tantric deities, all these deities are not a physical body like us. It's a rainbow body, they cures. So from our side, we need the right positions, right place to see them. Right place means we have to purify the more of the negative sense, then it is possible to see. Then after that, it will come in the Dakas and a Dakinis. Now Dakas and Dakini. That I don't know. It's a Dakas and Dakinis. It's not a Sanskrit word. It's a Sanskrit word. I don't have any English word for that. These are the big difference. You have to understand that these and the Yidam have a big difference. Because the Yidams are the Buddha different in the form. These are the Yidam. Okay. Dakas and Dakinis are the someone who have a very high realized practitioner. Who just vowed to the Buddha to protect the Dhamma and the people. These also points. Now you can see that. Then after that, you will see all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. Then after that, in the front, you will see all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. In the fourth and fifth and sixth row, these also Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, all this in the fourth row, the sixth row. Now what you have to do is, now here that now whenever you take the refuge, you have to take the refuge to this merit field, okay? Now when you take the refuge, is a very simple. Beginning, you can say that I follow the Buddha, I follow the Dhamma, I follow the Sangha. Say the three times. After saying that, then you have to visualize that they are the strong rays, white rays is coming from the merit field, which dissolve into you and the whole of the sentient beings, and you and the whole of the sentient being overcome the all of your sufferings. So then what you have to do is that you have to say the prayers. You have to say the prayers, that prayer again and again, and then you have to visualize that all the prayer again and again, and you have to visualize that all of the rays, white white and yellow rays coming from the merit field and which dissolve in you and the whole of the your sentient beings and which help you to overcome the all of the your sun. This refuge prayer should be done for the every before of the every practice. Then only the your practice will become the Buddhist practice. Without doing the refuge practice, whatever you do the practice, it won't come the Buddhist practice. So refuge, what do you say for the refuge? I follow the Buddha. Now there's a, in the Tibetan tradition, we will say the four. I follow the Guru. I follow the Buddha. The Guru will be first. Whether you say it, I follow the Buddha. Whether you say it first, I follow the Guru. It's the same. No matter whether you say four refuge prayer, there's no big difference. So now here, up till here, clear, isn't it? 3 point. Up till here, clear, isn't it? Up till here, if you're clear, then you have to do it from again and again.
There is the question, because when when we visualize, they ask why we visualize. First is the why lighting coming to yes, and after that it will become the color is the yellow.
Yeah, if now the yellow is for the purpose of the, if you are just want to just increase the something, increase the wealth, increase the something, then you have to visualize the yellow. Okay, to pacify, then you have to visualize the white ray. Okay? White ray for the pacify the your mind or pacify the some of the your problem or whatever, then you have to visualize the white ray. When you have to increase the something, your wealth or the your luck or whatever, then you have to visualize the yellow ray. Okay, also you not only that, you have to also combine with the, all the merits. Okay, offerings and all these are merits are very important. Okay, without accumulating the merit, this only will not help that much, because as receive the money from the foreign country, before that you need a strong merits from yourself. This is just like the this is a practice, and you have to combine with the accumulating the merits. Okay, as I told you before, like a mentally offerings and all this, you should combine. Okay, with the, this practice. Okay, now is there any other questions?
People ask that you told you will give us the short prayer.
So first, let me translate it. Okay, in the Vietnamese language, then I will send it to you. Okay.
Because in the merit field, there are lots of Buddha, Bodhisattva, Yidam, and lots of protector, and how they can remember or visualize all of them.
Okay, okay. Just do one thing, okay? Just right now, the all the picture won't be in clear in your mind, okay? Just you imagine just grossly, okay? Not a very detailedly, okay? Just think that the all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and darker and the darkness in that, okay, merit field, okay?
When we visualize about the Guru, where's the Guru sit and how he look like?
Whatever you have to think that the, your Guru is the, it's a just like your Guru, but the form will be that in the center point, okay? Center point. Center point, you can see the Lama Tsongkhapa place. Yeah, center point, you have to feel that the, your Guru in the Lama Tsongkhapa all as a one person in that center, okay? Now, you all can see that photo, isn't it? You can get it from Google search engine, as I give you the link.
When they practice and after they finish that practice, how they visualize about the merit field?
Just leave it, okay? Wherever you visualize the merit field, just leave there, okay? When after visualizing the coming the rays on that, then you can start with the whatever your work.
People ask after you practice the refuge, how we visualize the merit field to disappear?
Disappear. You don't have to think that disappearing the merit field. Don't think about the disappearing the. You don't have to visualize as a disappearance of the merit field. Okay. Up till here, you got the my points, isn't it? Okay. Now from tomorrow now on, you do it. Okay. And you do it, then you will gain the experience. Then we can talk about the based on the, your experience. In the Buddhism, there are the few things are very important. First is the practicing. In the Buddhism, few things are important. First, the practicing. Sorry, so first, the understanding. Number two is the practicing. Number three is the gaining the experience. And in the Buddhism, there are few things are very important. First, understanding. Second, practicing. Third, gain the experience. Without understanding properly, you cannot practice properly. When you cannot practice properly, you cannot gain the proper experience. A proper understanding, then only you will get the proper, you will know the proper way of the practice. Then only then you will gain the proper experience. Through experience, then you will all you can control the much better the your mind stream. Then you can control much easily. Okay, now if there are any one or two questions, then I will stop. Okay, now you can ask one or two more questions. Okay.
About the water after we offer to the Buddha, so what we do with the that water? Drinking or how?
No. I will tell you one thing. You all can do it. I told the one few my American students. to do the one experiment. Now I will ask you to do the one experiment, okay, with that water. Just pour that water in the plant and see that the how the plant grow. Just take the two same plant. One plant you just pour the water which you have offered to the Buddha. One plant you just pour that ordinary water. See which grow much better. Okay, this is 21st century and let's see. Okay, be a little bit scientific, okay? I asked like these experiments to do in the monastery for the some young monks. They won't continuously, they will do it. They are very feeling the bore, so they will not do it continuously. If you want to do it, can you just who are willing to do it, can you just voluntarily, who are willing to do this, can you raise your arm? Okay, I'm not telling you have to do it, okay? Just voluntarily who want to do it, okay? It's your own wish, okay? Can you raise your arm? Okay, now most important thing is that you have to keep the continuation, okay? Continuation, then only we will know the result.
People ask, can they drink that water, the blessing water?
Yeah, they can drink, no problem with the drinking, that problem. But I want to see the how is going to affect the plant. Okay, keep the continuation, okay? Keep the continuation, okay? Just you can put that water in the flower, okay? And let's see the, okay? And let's see, okay? Keep the continuation and let's see how it's going to affect.
Just to remind you about the prayer before, after, before each teaching session.
So I will give you the one mantra. You can recite that. That's a Buddha mantra, okay? Okay, this is a mantra you can chant before the teachings, okay? Little bit, okay?
Do we need any oral transmission of this mantra again?
Okay, I will just give the oral transmission right now. Also, you can see the how mantra is effective. Just blow the mantra on the water and give to the plant, okay? You can also do the experiment, okay? I think I show you the one of the experiments what we've done with the rice. I think when I was in the Ho Chi Minh, I just show you this experiment. So maybe now this time do the, okay, the offering water, okay? Give to the plant and the flower, okay? Let's see, okay? Okay, now I will start with the oral transmission. Okay, thank you.